Mi chiamo Afura Kanu Afurait Kaitnut. Ine ye ma'a keru da. Me dinde kwesi ra nehem pata akan. Greetings to all Afura Kanu Afurait Kaitnut, meaning Africans, black people. Today is ma'a keru day. My name is Kwesi ra nehem pata akan. Amen and amenet. Nyame and nyamewa. Lisa and Mawu. Chukwu and Komosu, the great God and the great Goddess, the great Father and the great Mother, whom together function as one divine unit, the Supreme Being. There has never been a time when there was a Father without the balance of the Mother. There has never been a time when there was a Mother without the balance of the Father. Afura Kani, Afurait Kaitnit ancestral religion, in all of its various manifestations, has always recognized the reality of Nyame wa Nyame, two divine individual entities functioning together as a unified whole, two halves of the divine whole. We have experiential knowledge of Nyame and Nyame wa, as referred to in the Akan language, Amen and Amenet, as referred to in the language of ancient Knesset and Kemet, ancient Nubia and Egypt. This is not belief. This is absolute fact. This is why the notion of monotheism is infantile. The foolish notion of monotheism is the product of the inferior mind of the Caucasian. It is insane for any Afura Kanu Afurait Kaitnut to uphold this notion as though it is intelligent. Monotheism is an expression of idiocy. The whites and their offspring are not capable of attuning themselves to Nyame wa Nyame, the great mother and the great father. They never have been able to do so. They cannot now and will never be able to do so. This is true of all of the whites and their offspring who exist now, who have ever existed, who ever will exist. Without exception, when the whites and their offspring began to manufacture the false, quote-unquote, religions of Christianity, Islam, Judaism, Hebrewism, Hinduism, Vedanta, Buddhism, Taoism, and all of the others, their ill nature was automatically expressed through their new perversions. The whites and their offspring are imbalanced, so they quite unnaturally produced pseudo-religious doctrines which manifest that imbalance. They incarnated spirits of disorder. Thus, their pseudo-religious dogma is an expression of disorder. The white male teaches that there is a god but no goddess. They teach that male is superior. The white female teaches that there is a goddess but no god, or that god is subordinate to goddess. They teach that female is superior. The white male and female promote the quote-unquote battle of the sexes, conflictual opposites. All of these insane ideas reveal their ill nature as spirits of disorder who are incapable of harmonizing with divine order on any level. Yet there are many Afura Kanu, Afurait Kaitnut, who misrepresent themselves as African-centered or Afrocentric scholars, traditional priests and priestesses, teachers, researchers, who are still enslaved by the idiocy of monotheism, the foolish notion that there is only one quote-unquote God. They have allowed the whites and their offspring to convince them that polytheism is primitive and inferior, while monotheism is the highest level of spiritual understanding. These Afura Kanu, Afurait Kaitnut, when embracing these foolish rationalizations of the insanity of monotheism, are actually supporting the insane notion of white supremacy. The embrace of monotheism is a deeply seated expression of self-loathing for such Afura Kani, Afurait Kaitnut individuals. For such individuals express a hatred for their own ancestry, and thus a hatred for divine order when embracing and promoting such foolish concepts. The reality is that the Supreme Being is not a he. There is a god and there is a goddess. They are complementary opposites. They are the balance of one another. Neither is superior nor inferior to the other in any way. The supreme being is Amen, Amenet, Nyame, and Nyamewa, and various other names according to the specific Afurakani Afurite Kaitnit group who is speaking. There is a creator and a creatress, Ra and Raet, Da and Hweleuswo Da, Nyonkonton and Nyonkopon, who are subordinate to and servants of the supreme being, Amen and Amennet. And there are Abosom, Orisha, Vodou, Arusi, goddesses and gods, many, many, many goddesses and gods. This is reality. Only slaves are repulsed by the idea of many goddesses and gods. Their repulsion is a measure of the perversion of their perception. As Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, we have direct knowledge of the Abosom, these divine conscious living entities, for they are connected to us by spirit and by blood. The whites and their offspring deliberately propagated the lie that there is no such thing as a goddess, for they knew that our embrace of this lie would create imbalance within our spirits and our societies as soon as we were foolish enough to embrace it. The whites and their offspring deliberately propagated the lie that there are no Ntoru, Ntorutu, Abosom, Orisha, Vodou, Arusi, no goddesses and gods. They also propagate the lie that these divine conscious living entities who govern all of creation are actually evil spirits. Again, they realize that once we would embrace this lie, we would bring disorder, imbalance to ourselves and our societies. Many Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut foolishly repeat these lies today. The Abosom are the divine organs and structures within the great divine body of the Supreme Being. Just as your organs are smaller bodies within your great body and function as servants of your great body, so are the Abosom the divine organs of Nyamewa Nyame. As smaller divine bodies, they function as divine servants of the great body of the Supreme Being. The spiritual entities, forces, operating through the bodies of the sun, moon, stars, the earth mother, the atmosphere, the oceans, and various spiritual or psychological states, without whom we would not be able to exist. Your spirit is dependent on the spirit of the water, just as your body is dependent on the physical body of water. Your spirit is dependent on the spirit force operating through the atmosphere, just as your physical body, your lungs, are dependent on the physical aspect of the air within the atmosphere. This is reality. The move to cut Afura Kanu Afurai Kaitnut off from a conscious acceptance of the Abosom, the goddesses and gods, into our lives was the first step by the whites and their offspring towards gaining some measure of control over our societies. After thousands upon thousands of years of waging war against Afura Kani Afurai Kaitnit nations and losing the military battles, the whites and their offspring realized that it is only the Abosom and Nananom Nsamanfo that we respect. The whites realized that if they could corrupt the understanding of the deities and ancestral spirits, they could ill facilitate our embracing of disorder, imbalance, into our lives. We would then become self-destructive. Once we became self-destructive, it would be easier for they who are inferior to us to take some measure of control and ultimately enslave some of us. Many Afura Kanu Afurai Kaitnut have quote-unquote found themselves to be enslaved by salt. High blood pressure, swollen ankles, heart disease, death are manifestations of this enslavement of our bodies. Yet those white grains of salt have no power. They are not more intelligent than you. They are not stronger than you. Those white grains are not superior to you. So how did you become a slave to them? How did they come to control your health? How did they come to ultimately threaten your life? You allowed those whites into your system. Your immune system rejected these white invaders, yet you kept foolishly forcing them into your system, your community. You were then waging war against yourself, against divine order as expressed through the immune response. As the war continued, you began to weaken. You cannot continuously assault yourself, literally and figuratively, and not weaken yourself. Your condition began to deteriorate, so much so that the inferior, weak, white individuals, grains of salt, are now causing you to be bedridden. They are now in control. Many Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut are dying from these whites at this very moment. It was the acceptance of the whites and their offspring into our societies which led to disorder taking root within our societies. The immature within our societies waged war against the mature, against those of us who rejected the whites and their offspring, their ill culture, and false religions at all costs. This continues today. As the mature and immature Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut were now in conflict, the society as a whole began to weaken. The inferior whites were now in a position to take control in a limited manner. It was and is the acceptance of the whites' foolish pseudo-religious perversions rooted in monotheism which paved the way for them to exercise the control they have and continue to exercise over many of our people. When the cells of your body need nourishment, they provoke the energy of the organ or system of which they are a component part. They are also cleansed by the water which permeates all of the organs and systems. This is the divine order, Nyamewa Nyame Nsheshie, under which they have their being, their existence, and through which they are designed to function. What if some cancerous cells came along and convinced the normal cells that they are not part of any organ or organ system? There are no such things as organs in the body. There is no such thing as smaller bodies within the great body. There is only one body. There is only monobodyism. There is no polybodyism. What if liver cells began to believe that there was no such thing as a liver? There was no such thing as smaller bodies, organs, within the great body. Smaller bodies, which have the job of nourishing and empowering the cells. The liver cells would cease to provoke the energy of the very organ of which they are a component part. They would stagnate, become disfigured, and ultimately die. This is what has taken place in the consciousness of Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut. We are children of the Abosom, Vodou, Orisha, Arusi, the goddesses and gods, the spirit forces governing creation. We are fed and nourished by them, and we are cleansed by the Nananom Nsamanfo, our honored ancestresses and ancestors. Yet we have allowed the cancerous cells in the body, the whites and their offspring, to tell us that our very divine parents don't exist at all. This is insane, and it is the basis of our stagnation. Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut. Harmonize with Nyamewa Nyame Nsheshe divine order only through the agency of the Abosom Nenananum Nsamanfo, the deities and ancestral spirits. This is the way we and all created entities are designed. Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, wake up. Stop being slaves to the idiocy of monotheism. We are to reject the whites and their offspring and their foolish, infantile notions of monotheism, as well as any brainwashed, pseudo-Afrocentric, pseudo-African-centered, quote-unquote, scholar, priest or priestess who promotes this idiocy. We must realize that many of our so-called scholars and activists have never truly burned the tie to the slave master's pseudo-religions. They are ashamed of Afura Kani, Afurai Kaitnit ancestral religion because they are still slaves. They go out of their way to measure bits and pieces of our culture to pseudo-esoteric principles propagated by the whites and their offspring, as well as foolish ideas such as monotheism, again, because they never truly left the plantation. However, you are not beholden to them. The great mother and great father, Nyamewa Nyame, and the multiplicity of Abosom, goddesses and gods, are real. We as Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, have the capacity and are the only group who have the capacity to verify this reality. Monotheism is merely the property of willing slaves. It is time for us to fully eradicate this imposed imbalance on our spirits for good and restore our civilization. Medinde kwesi ra nehempata akan, ene ye ma'okeru da.